You heard us a little earlier on talking about the Gwijo squad. I mean, if you've watched the Proteas, the Springboks, and really a lot of South Africa's national teams, you most likely would have seen or heard the Gwijo squad. And it comes out of a culture of supporting sporting teams, particularly in the Eastern Cape. Yeah. And it's just kind of grown and gained momentum. We've got the Gwijo squad with us in the studio this morning, and they're really hoping to become what you might say is South Africa's version of the Barmy Army. This is, of course, a group of passionate South African sport supporters who'll travel the world to go and support our teams and take our brand of passionate sports support around the world. And they're joining us this morning. I'm not sure who's going to be speaking first. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Talk to me. How was the Gwijo squad formed?
DJ Bongs, if I can call you that.
No. Stick to Bongani.
Very quick story. I mean, we don't have a lot of time, but in essence, it was a brain fart by our chairman, Khuluma Ngcoba Cingwane, a.k.a. C-Mac, a.k.a. Chezzy. He went to Durban to go watch the SAA versus Barbers game at Moses Mabhida.
Yeah.
And it was empty. And he thought to himself, I mean, what a lost opportunity to get people that are unfamiliar with the sport to come and watch the sport.
Yeah.
And from there, literally at the stadium, SMS'd a couple of people or WhatsApp'd a couple of people. And a week later, we are at Soweto watching the same SAA versus Barber. There's 35 of us and Sicula Gwijo. So, and from there, we went from strength to strength.
So for someone who doesn't know what Amagwijo might be, these are songs that are popular at sporting games.
So let me try break it down a little bit for you. So a very simple explanation is, or a direct translation to English, is traditional folk song, if you want to put it that way. So Amagwijo.
Yeah, it's more than that, though. So it's just it's the idea of supporting, of egging on, and identifying
it's
heroes to sing about.
Yeah. Coming together through song and expressing our emotions or support through that particular occasion. So in this particular occasion, it's sport. It's popularly known in South Africa through obviously politics, the People's Bay and whatnot and whatnot. But our particular purpose is to unite through song for South African sport. Yeah. That's Gwijo in essence. Yeah. Go, you can come in as well.
So really, to add to your point there, Bongani, really what it is that it's a catalyst for cohesive energy amongst the group that really galvanizes us and gets us together, be it at a sporting game or be it when guys are actually out to going to war. So it comes from obviously old days from everything else, but really that's what it is about, catalyst to cohesiveness and bring us together.
So we are going to war in a sense. I said earlier, we've got two World Cups happening this year, the rugby and the cricket. We're going to war. We know how the Barmy Army can, you know, sort of come together when, you know, we're playing England and English teams in South Africa. Are you guys going to the World Cup to give them a bit of competition on their home turf?
Yeah, we wish we were. I mean, I know some guys in the group are planning to go to the World Cup. They're also planning to go to the Rugby World Cup. But I think as a group at the moment, it was too short notice for us in our, call it, planning phase to actually plan for the World Cup. But I mean, we're looking at the Rugby World Cup. We're looking at other events in the year. And we've got, I mean, call it other programs coming up in the years to come. So definitely these events are going to be calendar things for us as a Gwijo squad.
All right, talk to me. I mean, is Gwijo squad just limited to you folks, or is the idea that as many South Africans as want to participate, as want to join what you do, can sort of form themselves under your banner around your idea and become a feature of sporting activities around the country? Is that the idea?
I'll take that. Bongani, sport has an interesting way of galvanizing people and energizing people into a common purpose. Sport and music. And what we're doing as the Gwijo squad is that we're using those two platforms, music and sport, to bring together different energies and cross cultures. So as you'll find in the South African context, in our stadiums, there's largely white, English, Afrikaans type crowds that are in those spaces. What we're saying is that we too, as Black South Africans, have a culture that we'd like everybody to engage with. So we're learning the so-called white songs, and we'd like to teach white people our songs. And in so doing, we're able to cross our cultures and intertwine our energies.
Because nothing unifies as powerfully as sport can.
And language as well.
Yeah.
My ability to reach out and say, I want to understand Afrikaans, but let me teach you some Xhosa, or let me teach you some Sotho or Zulu. There's power in that. And I think the Gwijo squad, aside from just singing and our voices, our voices form a unification that goes beyond just the cheering on the sidelines of the stands.
Well, as Cindy Paluta was suggesting to you guys a little earlier on, are you going to put up all those songs, their words, their meanings, what, on social media, I imagine?
Yes, 100%. So Nondo will go and give you the details as we close as to where they can find us and where they can find all our lyrics. We're going to be putting all those kind of things up. I think I'll just have...
Hi, yeah, sorry. Yeah, so you can find us on guijosquad.co.za.
Yeah.
And if you want to contact us, you can let us know via our email, which is guijosquad@gmail.com. We do have all sorts of comms with that. So on the website, you can register as a member. And then what we do is we contact you and inform you about our upcoming events and let you know, if you need...
Twitter handle, Instagram handle?
Yeah, we do have Twitter, we have Instagram, and we have Facebook, and they're all under Guijo Squad, simply Guijo Squad, and yeah.
And that would be G-W-I-J-O Squad, Guijo Squad.
Yes.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's take a video as we try and find Aki, who must tell us what's happening in the traffic. Ooh, poo Aki!
Ooh, Aki, set the team up.
Yo! By taking your calls as we close out the show. Of course, I must tell you, an absolute highlight on the station today is really going to be possibly, I think, two of the finest young minds in South Africa right now. Eusebius Makhiza is going to be in conversation with the leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters. That's coming up around 11. So make sure you are tuned to 702 a little later on as Eusebius, shall we call it, not quite battles it out, but certainly will have an intellectual and political joust with one Julius Malema. That is sure not to be missed radio. Right, Mac, you're in Bryanston. We were talking a little earlier about Cyril Ramaphosa as perhaps being one of the key deciding factors in this election. You say people have rejected Ramaphosa.
Not quite, Bongani. What I'm saying is that I disagree with the analyst earlier who said what you need to do is to give Cyril Ramaphosa a huge mandate for him to be able to get rid of the bad apples in the ANC and try to sort out the ANC, as it were. My suggestion is it will be quite the opposite. If you give the ANC or Cyril Ramaphosa a much smaller mandate, say 52 to 54%,
yeah,
that's when you'll get the urgency in the ANC to try and sort out what's wrong with the ANC. And another thing is that the detractors of Cyril Ramaphosa are actually on the back foot, and I don't see them recovering quick enough to get rid of him in the next 5 years. So what you need is a smaller mandate, and then Ramaphosa and the people that are in his team saying, look, guys, we're in serious trouble. We have to sort things out.
Yeah, but I hear you. The difficulty, some people will argue with that scenario, is that if he doesn't get a big mandate, if they don't get a big mandate, then they'll really, in a sense, will have nothing to lose. And they'll bring the whole thing down with all of us because, you know, so many of them should be in orange overalls, for example. Mac and Bryanston, that's what you think. Anton, you're in Kensington. You want to tell us about dealing with being colorblind. Good morning.
Morning, Bongani. I was listening to your previous caller about how he found out he was colorblind at school.
Yeah.
I also found out at school when I did a drawing and...